How are you feeling though? What confidence do you have on your health and how you're progressing?
Very confident in the work that I've been putting in with the training staff and all the players that's also been supporting me and helping me out through this off-season workout and trying to get back healthy.
Do you have a sense of when you'll be able to do things, what you'll be able to do going forward?
Not at all. I just, stay on the track that the strength and conditioning coaches have me and the physical therapy coaches have me. And just taking it 1 week at a time, we have steps and a protocol that we're following, and we just try to, stay on that path and not get too far ahead of ourselves.
JJ was talking about how you guys have pushed each other and really motivated each other during your rehabs. How has he helped you?
He's just been there. He's a guy that's a two-time, three-time defensive player of the year. So he knows what the type of work that you need to put in to get to that level. And then also he's been through injuries before. These past couple of years that kind of set him back to where he's at now, but at the same time he's been focused and getting back stronger and becoming a better player than he was before, and he's just been there keeping me motivated. I'm keeping him motivated, and we're just always there. If one of us having a bad day or we're slacking, we're gonna pick each other up and make sure that the other guys around us is also getting better, and we just try to bring that good energy and positive vibes.
I imagine you feel a lot closer to him now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the chemistry is building up, the friendship, brotherhood is building up, and we can trust we can really trust each other. We know that whenever he's on the field on the defensive side, he's going to hold everyone accountable, and vice versa for me. Whenever I'm standing on the offensive side.
What have you thought about being excited because you generated in the city? What you were able to do with your
outfit
before you got hurt?
It's cool. It's a good energy. It's a good hype, if you want to say. But it's something that I try to bring to any city, any place I go to, any environment that I'm in, regardless if it's on the field or off the field. I'm a person that's big on vibes and energy and try to focus on that. And if I can spread that throughout the environment and the people I'm around, then it'd be a good time.
Sean, you said you guys are gonna break records together. What do you see is the potential for you guys next season, and how do you gel so well together?
As far as that, the potential, it's through the roof. We're as good as we think in the work that we put in. And there's a lot of work that we put in before. We actually reported yesterday, and there's a lot of work we're going to put in through these 9 weeks, and then also after the 9 weeks before training camp. So we have a long way to go, but at the same time, we have that mindset that we want to break records together as us two, and then also as a team, and try to get that ultimate goal. But the ultimate goal is so far from us. We want to make sure that we, focus on now, take it one day at a time, so we can get to where we want to go.
You guys spent some time together this offseason?
We have.
So you had instant chemistry with Will Fuller. You told us last season that was because you guys threw as he was kind of getting toward the end of his rehab, and you had some time together in the offseason. If he can play all the games or most of the games next year, what could that mean for this offense?
For Will, he's a guy that's, very versatile. He can go deep, short. He's a guy, once you get the ball in his hands, he's deadly. And, for him to be able to play all 16 games and myself to play all 16 games and to keep everyone healthy, which is hard to do through a 16-game season, is very scary. And the potential that we have and the work that we're going to put in and make sure that we stay focused on, keeping the main thing the main thing. We can do so many great things, and we seen it last year, the short amount of time we had, but we just got to continue to be consistent, and we got to start now, do it while no one's watching, so when we step on the field on Sundays, we can do it also.
You like competing against Tyron Matthew in practice? It's a while away, but that'll happen eventually. What's it like to have someone like him that's that competitive, and you said that he looks forward to practicing against guys like you?
Of course. He's one of the best defenders in the league, and he has the name for a reason. He has the respect, and I respect him. Like I said before in the interview, he's one of the players that I've looked up to since I was in high school. Him and Cam Newton was my favorite players, and Tim Tebow, so those three guys. But and also having the opportunity not to just compete with him each and every day, but also be a teammate and learn so much from him on and off the field is special. And we've been friends from a distance, but also now, we get to hang out and see each other in person and communicate which is going to grow so much for myself as a man and as a football player. So I'm looking forward to that. He's going to bring that good energy, that toughness to that defense, and it's you know, we're happy to have him, and he knows that, and it's going to be a fun year.
What has stood out to you these first 2 days of being back?
Just the work that the people are putting in. Like I said before, I'm the type of person that's big on energy and vibes, and the positivity that we have in the players, and the hunger that, you know, the players want to be great, and the coaching staff is just, I know it's fun. You know, sometimes you can get in a habit of, you know, just being, you know, told what to do as a player, but, you know, the coaches are open, the players are open, and it's a balance in between. It's a two-way street that we're on right now for the first 2 days, and, you know, we're on the right track and right path to be something special.
Sean, you talked about energy and vibe. JJ says y'all need to hold up. Y'all's into the bargain after what you've seen that the Astros have done and what the Rockets are doing. You've been going to some of their games. What do you think about that?
It's great. It's crazy to be able to, you know, I also, you know, just see what the Astros is doing, seeing what the Rockets is doing, but also meet the players and become friends and see the joy and the happiness to just win, because the fun is always in the winning, and, you know, that's what we want to do, and we want to be at that level that they're at, but it's going to take time and work, and we're seeing that, you know, they're doing it, so why not us? And I feel like we can do it. We have the players, we have the coaching staff, we have the work ethic. We just have to put it all in one and go out there each and every week, take it one game at a time, and go do it.
Last year you were preparing for the draft, but this offseason you have last season's games to look over. What's the mental aspect of your game?
You know, there's steps. And for myself, you know, last year, you know, getting ready for the draft and figuring out what team I'm going to, it was so much that you can learn as a player, as a quarterback. So I just try to balance it out and see where I was going to go. But now this year that I've been in the system for a year and understanding what, you know, Coach O'Brien is really wanting from this position, playing quarterback, and how much he want me to master the offense and just the leadership role, I'm taking those steps, and that's where I'm leading. You know, first, you know, the leadership role and the work ethic, and then also just mastering the basic info, the information we want to do on the offensive side, and knowing what everyone is doing and the different personnel groupings and you know, the cadence and the just a whole bunch of different stuff that you have to do at this position to be at that level that you know, dream to be of and being great. So that's what I'm focusing on, just mastering the little things, the little details. And if I can do that, it's going to lead to the bigger things.
Is your approach different this year? Because last year you were back up, this year as a starter. Going into OTAs and this offseason
workout,
does anything change for you?
As far as myself, I don't think my approach is changing because, you know, regardless if I was going, you know, if I was the backup, I was a starter, I always made sure that I, you know, treated myself and the things I did was like the starter, because whenever I had the opportunity, I was going to come in and take advantage of it and perform like a starter. So as far as that, nothing changed, but there are little things that you have to, you know, make sure you're doing and try to, you know, stay ahead of the game. And those are like extra meetings with the players because you're, you know, it's, like I said before, I'm a year in the system, so I kind of know what's going on, and I can, you know, bring other guys with me along and get better as a whole.
Have you talked to Bill and Sean Ryan about how your game could change, if at all, because of your torn ACL?
My game's not changing. Whatever you've seen last year is going to be the same, if not better.
Has going through a torn ACL once before given you a little bit of confidence knowing that you can get back to that level?
Of course. You know, I've dealt with adversity before. Had injuries before. I didn't let that slow me down. I made sure that I came back stronger, and it just changed my, you know, my attitude of the game. You know, a lot of people would think that I'll come back hesitant, but I'm gonna make sure that I don't and come back. I guess you want to say more forceful and you know, with a stronger and more intense attitude.
How do you think that mindset will help you excel?
It's just really just in my blood. It's just, you know, competing with the best and wanting to be the best is going to help me out.
Ryan and you both said that you hope to do just something at the OTAs. If you could even just throw on the side or something like that, obviously we'll be out doing a team drill this early from ACL, but what would you hope to do, just ideally do in a team situation or individual situation?
I'm not sure. Just really, hopefully I can do as much as I can. You just have to see how it goes and what stage I am. I'm at that time and moment. But we don't want to rush anything. We don't want to, have any setbacks. We want to make sure we stand ahead of the game. And whenever that time comes, we're going to see where we are. But I want to do as much as I can.
Would you still say you're ahead of schedule?
I guess so. Some people say that you can be ahead of schedule, but there's no timetable for an ACL or, really any knee injury. You just kind of, you come back whenever you feel healthy. And it varies throughout the different players.
What did you like about what you did last year? And what do you hope to do better? What did you like about you?
I guess the best thing is, hit the ball in the end zone and win three games. But then the other things that I, want to work on is don't lose those three games. Don't turn the ball over. And be as perfect as I can, which is, no one's perfect, but if I can get close to it, that's what I want to do. And just really, manage the game and be the best quarterback, be the best teammate and player that I can be so we can, win games and not lose them.
How has Hopkins helped you on and off the field?
I mean, he's a veteran guy. He's seen a lot. he know how to be a professional athlete. He knows what to do on the off season. During the season, how to take care of your body, how to think, how to talk to media, how to do all types of stuff. And then on the field, of course, how to work, how to grind. And he's made me a better quarterback, just to, give him opportunities to catch the ball in different positions that you can pick the ball.
Sean, did you spend any time with Lund this weekend? If you did, he give you any advice he hadn't given you before?
I seen him briefly. We took a picture. We kind of said what's up and really was like how we were doing, but as far as like any advice, we didn't really get too detailed. We were both busy. We kind of just ran, in between each other. But he said he had been in touch, and I'm looking forward to talk to him soon.
Coach Morton, he talked to you about taking care of your body. When he first came here, he didn't. Then he started because he got sacked like 12 times, once as a rookie. How much have you learned about taking yourself, care of yourself physically, not just your injury, since you got into the
It's very important. It's the temple. It's the engine that runs everything. And if your body's not to its peak, especially at this level, then you won't perform at your peak level. And so you want to be feeling good, feeling healthy. All the muscles, joints, ligaments, everything working at its highest peak each and every time you touch the field. And by doing that, it's eating right, getting massages. Cold tub, just the different little things that you have to do, off the field to be able to, perform on the field.
Sean, speaking of Warren, he said that you're the kind of guy that an organization can make the cornerstone of their foundation. What does that mean to you coming from a Hall of Fame quarterback?
I mean, it's neat to be able to have that respect and that recognition from a guy like him, and for him to think of me that type of way is cool. And that's, my dream, that's my goal. And, I just try to not so much focus on it and just do what I do and let it just happen naturally. I don't want to, focus on that. Then I get sidetracked with the main thing. So I just focus on what I need to do as a player and as a quarterback and let all that fall into place by itself.
Coach O'Brien, over this offseason, alluded to changing the offense more to suit your skills and then change
from
last year. Do you have any views on what
he
said about this?
I don't know. It's going to be fun. I kind of was, the past 2 days, we kind of briefly talked about it and, just stayed ahead of, I don't know. We just talked about it. So it's going to be fun, though. Just know that.
It's gonna be fun. But you're not gonna tell us any details about how it's gonna be fun. It's just gonna be fun.
You'll see it.
Wrinkles. Why would you be dumb enough to change something in which you threw the one touchdown to make a quarterback in history? So, games, do you? He likes to hear ideas from a lot of people. Do you give him a lot of ideas about things you would like to do?
Of course. I mean, Coach O'Brien, he's not one of those guys that's stuck in his ways. He's one of those guys that's open for change, new wrinkles, any way to be better and more you know, efficient on offense. And so he asked me for ideas. I asked him for ideas. He asked other people. He's a guy that's always looking for ways to get better. And I wouldn't say he's, you know, trying to, you know, change something that wasn't broke, but he's just saying that, you know, we was very simple last year, and, you know, with me being in the system for a whole year and having an off season, there's a lot more that we can do with the offense that we did last year.
Are you excited to see what you can do in your second season, as everybody else seems to be? How do you keep yourself under control as far as your comeback being?
I'm very excited. You know, just the potential that I have, and just the work that I've been putting in, and just the knowledge of you know, playing football and being a professional quarterback. So much more that I can learn and will learn, especially over these 9 weeks, and then also, you know, leading into training camp and throughout the season. You know, I only played 6.5 games last year, so I've only got a sniff of what, you know, I really can learn. So, you know, next year is still going to be new experiences, new opportunities for myself to grow on. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, all the new things that I will learn and be able to see.
JJ talked a little bit about the changes to the performance staff from last year and his excitement about it. Could you talk a little bit about that so the fans have an idea of what's going on with that?
I'm very excited about the new changes we have, you know, with the diet, the strength and the conditioning training, a different approach how we're, you know, going and working out and taking care of our bodies is really going to help us out, you know, throughout the season, and make sure that we're, you know, healthy, prepared, and ready to go each and every Sunday. And it's going to, you know, have our bodies aligned right, you know, so once we step on the field, you know, we're not focusing on a hamstring or a quad or a shoulder. You know, we're focused on just, you know, mastering our job and being the best player we can. And we can already see it the past 2 days, and being able to, you know, talk to the guys, the new guys that came in, and see their, you know, previous history and what they've done with other teams. You know, we're all excited about it, and, you know, we're just going to buy in and trust the process and listen to those guys and see how it works out.
Thank you.